KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and in studio with us is Andy Mercer, Vice President at the Garrity Group. Welcome into the studio, Andy.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
This is your first time.
It is.
We'll have to make it a repeating occurrence. And next year, we need to get you in here before the Balloon Fiesta.
I agree.
But it's still great to have you in because, things have happened, and we're looking forward to the rest of the week. I know, what do we have, like 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Correct.
Still to go, so still plenty to plan for, and we'll cover a lot of that. For those unfamiliar with the Garrity Group, bring people up to speed.
So the Garrity Group is a public relations firm. We're based here in Albuquerque, and we're actually celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. So a fun milestone. We do a lot of different things, including helping Balloon Fiesta with their media relations.
Right. And Tom Garrity, the founder of the Garrity Group, he's been doing the Balloon Fiesta stuff for how long? Do you know? It's been a long time.
So, fun fact, Balloon Fiesta was actually Garrity Group's first client.
Oh, okay.
So, since 1997, and I think he was involved before then as well.
Okay. Yeah, and Tom, of course, people who are familiar with him and his history, he was a weatherman at one time here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I forget which channel was it?
Channel 7.
Okay. All right. But a familiar face. And you know what? I can't imagine Tom without a smile. He's always fun to be around.
Yeah, he's definitely a very happy-go-lucky guy.
Well, Andy, we brought you in because the Garrity Group's connection to the Balloon Fiesta, which you mentioned 25 years at Garrity Group. Okay. Now, the Balloon Fiesta is celebrating 50 years of the International Balloon Fiesta, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. And I'm not going to lie, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, are the numbers off? Because they're not, by the way. Let me start there. Mm-hmm. I actually attended not the first Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, but the first Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta at the fairgrounds, which was the year after the Coronado launching.
Gotcha.
So I don't know how if you're as nerdy as I am with the history of the Balloon Fiesta, but it's pretty cool.
It is very cool. It's crazy that this is the 50th event. And actually, the first year, there were two events, one in February and then one again in October.
I didn't know that.
So now, since there was the postponement due to COVID a few years ago, everything lines up. It's been 50 years, and it's the 50th event.
There you go. Well, I am unaware of the October one until just now. I did attend the one in February back in 1972. 72 was Coronado.
Correct.
73, it was in 73. Eventually, of course, they just stuck with the October date, which yeah. The weather seems to be so much better and warmer.
Yeah. October has some great flying conditions for pilots.
Yeah. And part of the reason people come here is the unique weather situation we have with the wind over the field.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell listeners who don't know about that?
Yeah. So Albuquerque is famous for the Albuquerque box. So pilots can take off from the field and at a lower altitude head south.
Oh, you've got it down. I don't have it that good.
Yeah, and then once they're able to switch directions, because this happens because of the Sandia Mountains.
Right.
Once they switch altitudes and go a little bit higher, they can actually head back north and hopefully land back on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great phenomenon. It's great to watch. We've had it out happening a few days this week, so awesome if you get to catch it.
Well, let's see if we can work on the wind blowing a little more east off the field, because I've had no balloons fly over the house this year. But I'm looking for, every morning I've been up. And the first day, how great. Were you out there for the first day?
I was.
I was sitting at my dining room table. Now I'm an Air Force brat growing up. So mm-hmm. I noticed aircraft and I noticed something different. And I heard the prop planes and I walked out onto my patio just in time to see, like, I think it was about five prop planes flying in formation. They were headed east, and then they made the turn to come back over the field. And then I was actually following coverage on TV, and I guess they did like a smoke plumes over the field.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's our Chile flight, and they are part of the opening ceremonies. So they flew over the field and then came back and split off.
Okay. Now, was this the first year for that?
They were here last year as well.
Okay. I missed it. Missed it last year. But you, there's a lot of great things happening down on the field and at the Fiesta. So this year, how many pilots?
648 primary pilots are here this year.
Now, how does that rate with other years?
So it is higher than years past. So typically we have over 500. So this year we're at over 600 for the 50th event.
Nice. You know, people who are familiar with the balloon fiesta know they go up in waves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't typically get 600 balloons in the air at once. And I'm not saying this happened, but back in the 90s, there was a Thursday morning. I think it was a balloon, special shapes rodeo in, no, special shapes ascension.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday morning, and we were someplace just a little south. We were actually just a little north of the Calvary campus, and balloons from all over the city took off at the same time they were taking off from the field. So Wow. It was, yeah, it was the biggest ascension I had ever seen because the whole skies over Albuquerque were filled with balloons. It was just a beautiful morning.
Yeah, I bet that was amazing to see.
Oh, yeah, probably once in a lifetime
thing,
right? And so with 648 primary pilots, it's international, obviously, because we have other nations involved. How many nations?
So 22 countries were invited. So that includes everything from Austria, Australia, to Turkey and the United Kingdom. Ukraine was invited, and their team needed to decline. But
understandably.
But everyone else is here.
Very good. Now, I have to imagine one of the favorite things for, I was going to say kids, but I'm pretty sure everyone, is the special shapes.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
My favorite this year, I will say, is probably one of the new balloons. It is a tiger.
Okay.
And it is just a fun new shape. I will say my favorite the past several years has been Tall Steve. He's one of the penguins. Okay. He's the taller of the three.
And as I think back, I asked the question, I'm like, what's my favorite? The UFO is pretty cool. But and there's one that I haven't seen in years, the Massey Ferguson tractor. Do you remember that one?
I do.
I think it was two gondolas. Does that sound right?
I can't remember.
But it was huge.
Giant.
No, the double gondola might have been the Harley Davidson. That was another favorite. And I haven't seen that one in a long time. I don't know if they even still exist. I mean, some of those are so big, you have to imagine they're awfully fragile.
Yeah, well, and a few years back, I don't know if you remember or you were able to see, Superbike was here.
Okay.
And that was the largest special shape balloon in the world. And that thing was just massive.
Now, was that a motorcycle or a bicycle?
It's technically a motorcycle, but it's one of the speed racing ones.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think I did get to see that one. Now, I see in our notes, RC, remote control balloons?
Remote control balloons.
Is this what everyone's calling the drones?
No.
Okay.
So those are separate. So the remote control balloons, they made their debut at Balloon Fiesta last year.
Okay.
They are smaller in size. They're operated by someone on the ground. And similar to like a remote control car, they have a little controller that they use to light up the propane.
Oh, so it's just a small version of, okay.
Yeah. And so they don't quite, they stay tethered. They don't, you know, go up in the air too high.
Okay.
But they're really awesome to see. Last year we had a handful of them that made their debut. And this year we're hoping to break a world record with them.
So you mean with 83?
With 83.
Okay.
It'll be the largest gathering of remote control balloons.
Yeah, let's break that record.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I'm sitting here imagining, what can I put in a remote control? Okay, a pet I probably don't want to do. Maybe a Barbie and Ken, you know, go, is that about the size?
A little bit bigger. So a lot of the operators, they'll actually put stuffed animals in the baskets. So you'll see a lot of fun characters in there.
How fun. And of course, all kinds of vendors down at the balloon field. What's your, without mentioning a company, what's your favorite item available down in the concessions?
I have to go with the classic breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
It's the perfect on-the-go treat. You know, you can take it onto the field, and it also doubles as a hand warmer. So.
Now, this is something I was a little bit unfamiliar with, too. I'm gonna skip over the one to go to this. We'll come back. Looney Tunes presence at Balloon Fiesta. Now, I'm going to guess. Let me take a guess at this, because I really didn't look it up, other than to know that at the first Balloon Fiesta, Sid Cutter was the Roadrunner, and the rest of the balloons were the Coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of the idea with going with Looney Tunes? Or
so Looney Tunes have had a big presence with Balloon Fiesta, you know, since the start. So he was essentially the Roadrunner, which this year, one of the new balloons that they recreated is actually the Roadrunner balloon. And so you'll see that out at Balloon Fiesta.
Fun.
And then in the posters, so each year Balloon Fiesta produces a serigraph poster. Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote were actually in the first posters.
Okay.
So back, just kind of celebrating all of the history that Balloon Fiesta has with Looney Tunes. They have a big presence here at Balloon Fiesta this year. So you'll see them in the new poster for this year. This is the final in a 5-part series that has told the story of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner and their kind of Balloon Fiesta chase.
Yeah, there's no anvils dropping from the sky or anything.
You never know. The parking lots at Balloon Fiesta have been named after several Looney Tunes characters.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
So an easy way to remember where you parked, there's QR codes around the park. So if you scan those, you just have to remember if you parked in Marvin the Martian or Tweety Bird. You can scan those QR codes and find your way back to your car. And then a fun one. So the Chuck Jones Gallery, who owns all of Looney Tunes.
Okay.
They have been working on the poster. They're actually here at Balloon Fiesta this year.
Okay.
And they have created an augmented reality experience.
I have no idea what here's the old guy in me.
So they have a QR code that you can scan.
Okay.
And as you wander around the park, you'll find different Looney Tunes characters positioned around the park.
Gotcha. Okay, my kids chase Pokemon.
Similar. Yes, exactly. So you
now
can
my kid. I say my kids, 23 to 36 years old. Okay, so this is something adults can do.
It is. It's fun, and they interact. They can sit on your hands. You'll see them kind of interact with you in different ways.
What a great family thing to do.
Yeah. So you can go hunting for those Looney Tunes.
Okay, and then they're involved with the official merchandise as well.
Yeah, there's some great new shirts that are out there. That have the different characters on them. So a great way to, you know, kind of capture and celebrate the event.
Well, I tell you what, I haven't gotten down to Balloon Fiesta Park this year yet. Not sure if I'm gonna. however, Andy, you're making it fun. You're making me want to go down there and check out all this stuff.
That's the goal.
All right. Well, listen, we're visiting with Andy Mercer. She's a vice president at the Garrity Group, a local PR group that assists the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta with their event each year. We're going to come back and find out more about the fiesta and why you should be down there right after the break on ABQ Connect.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. We all know what it's like to be treated unfairly or rudely. Our natural tendency is to lash out and assert our rights when we're hurt. But think about how Jesus reacted when he was unjustly tried. He didn't respond in anger. He remained quiet and accepted abuse when he was whipped, stripped, mocked, spit on, and beaten. He didn't demand his rights when he was condemned to death and forced to walk to Calvary half naked with a cross on his back. He even endured crucifixion, the most painful form of death ever devised by man. In spite of all our Lord suffered, he never once complained, and that was because he was motivated by his Father's love to die for sinners like you and me. I hope his example of selfless humility motivates you to respond with grace and humility whenever you're treated unfairly.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
The professor guiding us in the advanced thoughtology course we're about to take will be the Apostle Paul. His writings will teach us the biblical way to win the battle in our minds. Incredible as it is to consider, Paul wrote some of his teachings while in prison. And yes, his door was actually locked. Yet, even though his body was behind bars, Paul's mind was still free. How? He had taken his thoughts captive long before he entered a jail cell. He knew two truths that we also need to know. Number one, the battle for your life is won or lost in your mind. Number two, your thoughts will control you, so you have to control your thoughts.
That was Craig Groeschel with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Is your child a picky eater? Well, here's some palatable tips for your mealtimes. You know, when I was a kid, I hated peas. One of my tricks was to sneak them under the rim of my plate to make it look like I was eating them. But Mom caught on to me pretty quickly. To help with your picky eater, try to make mealtime a positive experience. Involve your child with meal planning, even when shopping for food. And when practical, have them help prepare the meal, anything from stirring a pot to measuring ingredients. It will make trying new foods more fun. And if there's a food that they don't like, keep trying. Prepare it a little differently next time. It takes a while for kids to develop a taste for certain foods. A little patience and creativity can go a long way to make your picky eater a healthy one. From Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more about your family's health, visit us on Facebook and Instagram and at familyhealthcheckup.org.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
Where you spend eternity is completely up to you. Where you spend eternity is based on your belief. How you spend eternity is based on your behavior. We are not saved by works. We are saved by grace. And here's the amazing thing. It's a free gift. It's a free gift from God. So why wouldn't you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Accept Him today. And maybe God is speaking to you about some behavior in your life that's self-destructive. But the only way to overcome that is by the power of God, by giving Jesus control of your life. So I want to ask you to do that right now. Just give Him control of your life, and then let us know. We'd love to help you any way that we can.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Hey, a reminder, if you want to share today's interview, this interview, we're spending time with Andy Mercer, Vice President at the Garrity Group, talking about the Balloon Fiesta or any of the segments you hear on ABQ Connect. Go to abqconnect.online. You can listen to it stream from there or download the audio and share it with someone. But let's press on. Andy, again, thanks for coming into studio.
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of fun, and I've actually learned some stuff today that might entice me to make plans ahead to get down to the field next year. I really kind of don't think I'm going to make it this year. Talk to the, with that in mind, with the things we've talked about, some of the new things, talk to the Albuquerque resident who's kind of on the, been there, done that. Speak to them. And give them some encouragement. Get down there.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. I mean, this is a big milestone for Balloon Fiesta, so come be a part of history. It's the 50th event with some great celebrations. You know, we kind of touched on this earlier. You mentioned it, but there's a new drone show.
Right, right.
And so that has been really amazing to see. It's a drone show put on by Verge Aero. So they're a company that was actually competed on America's Got Talent, and they received the golden buzzer from Simon.
And that's a big deal.
It is.
Now, I'm not a big America's Got Talent guy. I watch, like, on YouTube, I'll watch different videos.
Mm-hmm.
But Simon, whether it's American Idol or that, you know, he doesn't just roll over for any performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's typically pretty fair about, man, if he got a golden buzzer from him, this has got to be something pretty special.
Yeah, and you can see how special they are when you see that drone show.
Yeah, you know, living where I do, I guess if I got on the roof, I could watch the fireworks, but I'm pretty sure I'd miss that. So I need to get down to the field to see. Now, what exactly do they do?
So it's a choreographed display of 300 drones.
Wow.
And they kind of play some music and talk through just different Balloon Fiesta related items. The drones will help animate the story,
okay,
and bring it to life.
Okay,
so it's really fun.
So is it almost like a 300 dot pixelation? You know, where they make pictures and
exactly.
and words and stuff.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's that. I've never seen that, so I may have to. Get down there next year. You know, I'll avoid just doing it on YouTube, Andy.
Appreciate that.
Get down there. One of the things we skipped over, I really want to mention. I've in years past got some great pictures of the America's Challenge. Now I think they usually take off in the evening, don't they?
So America's Challenge, we're keeping an eye on the weather.
Okay.
So we're hopeful for a launch this week.
Okay.
So there are 9 teams that will compete in America's Challenge.
Now, for those unfamiliar, let's tell them what that is.
Yeah, so it's a distance gas balloon race. So these pilots will, weather permitting, launch from Balloon Fiesta Park.
Is that helium?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they'll launch from Balloon Fiesta Park, and they will just see how far they can make it, how far they can travel. So they end up all over the East Coast and Canada.
It's fun to watch, and you can track it online. Is that from Balloon Fiesta?
It's from BalloonFiesta.com.
Okay.
So they introduced it a few years ago, but they all have these trackers that they put in their baskets, and so you can actually see them on a map.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to see how far they can make it.
Yeah, and I've seen them go up several times, got some great pictures of the America's Challenge balloons in the dusk setting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because sometimes they get up and they take off.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year just outside the house, there's these orbs. And by the way, if you're not sure if you're seeing a America's Challenge balloon, they're more like an orb, like a globe than they are the typical traditional hot air balloon shape.
They're typically a little bit smaller and more round than the normal balloon.
And are they all white?
Not all of them, but most of them are white.
Okay. One year I went out and, like, I felt bad for them because it was, like, totally still. And they were just hanging there in the air for a long time. So, and I think actually that year they ended up getting to the East Coast. But it's pretty incredible what they do in those balloons. Of course, mm-hmm. we're all familiar with the Eagle flights that was it the Eagle flights that went over the Atlantic Ocean, or they tried to over the years. It's just incredible to see and a lot of the, of course, people from Albuquerque involved in all of that. So
yeah.
Okay, so looking forward to the rest of the week. There's still stuff now tonight. No, let's see, tonight. We have scheduled a lot of people's favorite.
Yeah, we have the Special Shapes Glodeo tonight. So that's a fun way to go out and see all of the special shape balloons. And there will be regular balloons there as well, but a great way to just highlight all of those characters and fun shapes that are at Balloon Fiesta this year.
Now, that's tonight and tomorrow.
Correct. So Special Shape Glodeo tonight, tomorrow, and then we'll have the Special Shape Rodeo where, weather permitting, they'll take flight on Friday morning.
Okay, okay. And we mentioned the drone show. All right, now this is, oh, you know what? This makes sense now because we're talking about Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd say I'm a car buff, but I love old hot rods, and a Plymouth Roadrunner is something I'd enjoy seeing. The car show. So do you know how many Roadrunners that they got for the car show?
I do not know the official number.
If there's one, guys, you're going to want to be down because, yeah, that's just a cool old hot rod.
Yeah, it's a fun tie-in back to that Looney Tunes presence at Balloon Fiesta.
And now, that's Saturday morning. Do you happen to know where?
It'll be on the north side of the field.
Okay.
And so after the morning launch, those will all head out onto the field.
All right. Well, and then I guess it's Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. Lots of the Music Fiesta. Is that only on Saturday?
So that is only on Saturday, and it's back. After COVID, we did not have Music Fiesta last year.
Okay.
So it's its first time back at Balloon Fiesta in a few years.
Live music.
Live music, a great show. It'll be have a lot of great performances. You know, country artist Cole Swindell will be headlining the show. There will be performance by Lainey Wilson, and opening act is Restless Road.
All right. A lot of family fun. Sounds
a lot of family fun. And that'll take place at 1 p.m. at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Okay. Well, that kind of puts a cap on this year's Balloon Fiesta. And, of course, we appreciate you and all the people who we know who do this every year and get out there early and work late and or do a split shift or whatever you need to do to be a part of it, because that's a lot of energy, Andy. We do really appreciate the Garrity Group taking time today to keep us updated about what's happening at Balloon Fiesta. Before you go, let's help out those folks that maybe they were a little bummed out. Maybe they had family. They wanted to get an RV in from somewhere out of town. Or maybe we have someone listening from out of town. Or maybe you're visiting from out of town and you didn't get to bring your RV. There's things to do well in advance of the Balloon Fiesta.
Yes. So preparations start, you know, right after this year's event ends. So in January, RV reservations will open for the 51st Balloon Fiesta.
Okay.
So that's definitely something to keep an eye out for. And more information can be found at balloonfiesta.com.
You can make your reservations there. And
correct.
You recommend the sooner the better.
Correct. The RV reservations are very popular. So if you can log on right away to reserve your spot, that's the best way to do it.
And that's for actually right down on or near the field, near the parking?
Yeah, so there's several different RV lots. You can find one that best fits your needs and your RV travel lifestyle.
And if this is the first time you've even thought about it, let me tell you, that's the best place to be, down on the field or near the field. Through the website at balloonfiesta.com. The parks outside of that, for miles outside the city, are booked well in advance, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to get a jump on that. Make sure to go to balloonfiesta.com in January. We don't know an exact date.
January 11th.
Okay. Oh, we do.
At 9 a.m.
There you go.
Mountain time.
There you go. Put it on your calendar. And then also, folks may have friends that are volunteering down on the field, and that's something they're interested in doing. Is that something they can sign up for next year now, or is that in January as well?
So the application for what we call navigators, who are our volunteers, will open again following this event. We don't have an exact date.
Okay.
But that's a great way for people to get a unique experience, a little bit more of a hands-on experience, mm-hmm. behind the scenes experience of Balloon Fiesta.
Right. And I'm sure no promises, but do some of the volunteers end up getting rides on balloons?
There's rumors that go around that there is. But
yeah. Well, I've never been in a balloon. You know, one of the it seems like a tradition with the pilots, and they're so kind, whether they're from Albuquerque or out of town or overseas. Often, you know, they land in a neighborhood. I live right next to a public park.
Mm-hmm.
And now I told you already, my kids are grown. But when balloons would land at the park, and I think they only did it one time, But routinely, the pilots I know have given the kids tethered rides, and they're just such a joy. The other thing that I've encouraged people, and I'm looking for an amen from you, Andy, okay, is it's Balloon Fiesta when you're driving, drive. Okay.
Yes.
Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. And if you want to look at the balloons, go down to Balloon Fiesta Park. And if, you know, if you're off the park driving around, find a safe place, a parking lot, not the side of the interstate, not the side of the highway. You want to find a safe parking place where you can go and enjoy the balloons if you're not down on the field.
Exactly. Yes. So Balloon Fiesta Park is definitely the best place to get in the action. But, you know, if you are driving, find a safe place to pull over.
Andy, we did it. Great information. and you're invited next year. I really hope you guys can come down. We've been visiting with Andy Mercer, the vice president at the Garrity Group, a local PR firm. And by the way, Andy, the website for the Garrity Group.
It is garritypr.com. And if you'd like to reach us by phone, it's 505-898-8689.
And that's Garrity, G-A-R-R-I-T-Y. GarrityPR.com.
Correct.
All right. Andy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, enjoy the Balloon Fiesta, and we'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.